A state Senate committee voted Thursday to close 3,500 acres of forest land in northern Wisconsin. The land encompasses locations where Gogebic Taconite wants to mine for ore. Protesters have confronted workers, so the committee decided to take steps to protect them. The full Senate may vote on the matter before the month is over. J.R. Ross, however, does not expect the Republican majority to approve any major items during this five-week fall session. He's editor of WisPolitics.com. He says no one yet seems certain what might emerge.
They're still trying to get a feel of, okay, what do you guys want to do? What are you up for kind of thing?
Why is that difficult to do?
Honestly, for Republicans, they nailed a lot of priorities in the beginning of 2011. They passed a slew of bills, but they haven't seen the economy bounce back the way they want it to in Wisconsin. They've been trying to figure out, okay, what do we miss? I mean, they did regulatory reform. They did tort reform. I mean, they nailed all these big things. They just haven't seen the results they want to see just yet.
On the front of economic development, what types of things are percolating?
Well, you hear the governor talk quite a bit about workforce development. He has his continued mission to try and find a way to help match up skills with the job openings, trying to get people trained for the positions that are open in Wisconsin. There are also some other priorities that lawmakers have. I mean, explosion of heroin in Wisconsin that some people want to deal with. Speaker of Ospel this week talked about corrections reform, reforming University of Wisconsin system shared governance, licensing reform. So they're all right now in these kind of formative stages of, here's some ideas, what's the best stuff we want to pick on and concentrate on now? Because remember, they're only in for a brief time this fall, and they come back again in January for the final push ahead of elections next year.
There have been quite a few hearings in recent weeks and months on drunken driving, on abortion, on mental health. Will any of those things come up?
Well, with the drunk driving, it's still an issue of cost. There are a number of people who would like to do something about that issue who toughen penalties, but they still have a concern about what it would cost for punishing those folks who break these new laws if they were to come to pass. So that remains a hurdle. In terms of controversial stuff, usually lawmakers like to kind of get that stuff out of the way in quiet times to try and not draw too much attention to them. There are bills that are priorities for their bases that they want to get done, you know, they support, but they also might not sit well with swing voters. So now is not usually a time it happens. There's always a chance something big will come through, but right now it's not clear they want to tackle anything really controversial.
Early on, you mentioned bills related to heroin use or abuse. What types of things might we see?
You remember Wisconsin had a big meth problem a few years back. And with meth, there was a way to tackle it because you took some of the ingredients that are available, like over-the-counter medications, put it behind the counter, make them, you know, make it harder to get the ingredients, and therefore help cut down the explosion we're seeing with meth. Heroin's a much different drug from what law enforcement people tell me. It's all imported. It grew out of kind of this explosion of prescription drug addiction that we saw in Wisconsin and across the country. So especially up in places like Marinette County, northeastern Wisconsin, there's a huge problem with this stuff. So trying to figure out, is it more money for treatment beds, new tools for law enforcement? I mean, a lot of law enforcement will tell you that this is like their number one drug problem right now is dealing with heroin.